on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Sheikh Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for coming to our program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
We're on chapter 19. We're talking about the discussion between Abraham and his uncle. Abraham inviting his uncle and his uncle refusing. Let's listen to these verses, verses 47 onwards, and we will be back for the discussion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا.
Abraham said, "Peace will be upon you. I will ask forgiveness for you of my Lord. Indeed, he is ever gracious to me." And I will leave you and those you invoke other than Allah, and will invoke my Lord. I expect that I will not be in invocation to my Lord unhappy. So when he had left them and those they worshipped other than Allah, we gave him Isaac and Jacob, and each of them we made a prophet.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا.
And we gave them of our mercy, and we made for them a reputation of high honor.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 47 onwards of chapter 19, chapter Mary, of the Holy Quran. So basically, Abraham invites his father very respectfully to leave, abandon idol worshipping, because there's absolutely no use, no benefit from idol worshipping, and God subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one God, deserves to be worshipped. His uncle responds very aggressively, but Abraham remains respectful up to verse 47. On verse 48, Abraham says, "I disassociate myself from you and whatever you invoke besides Allah. I will supplicate my Lord. Hopefully, I will not be disappointed in supplicating my Lord." I think every single sentence here is important. So let's start with the first one. I disassociate myself from you and whatever you invoke besides Allah. He's saying this to his uncle, who is an idol worshiper.
Yeah, and here, of course, it's also like, you want me to abandon you? Fine, I'll abandon you. It's not a problem for me. I'll abandon you. And of course, al-i'tizal, or to abandon, sometimes you have to abandon not only with your body.
You shouldn't isolate yourself just with your body.
Body. You also have to isolate them with your hearts. And we have this, like, there are people who are living with us with their hearts, always available with you with my heart. That means that I'm always thinking about you, I'm always with you, I'm always following you, you know, that kind of meaning. And here Abraham is stating that I will abandon you and whatever you worship. So I'm not going to be nothing from close to you, bodily speaking, with my body, and from also my mental aspect, my spiritual aspect. I'm far away from you and I'm abandoning you.
And he does that only after he's delivered the invitation, not before.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And then he says, I will supplicate my Lord. Hopefully I will not be disappointed in supplicating my Lord. Can people be disappointed from supplicating God?
And what kind of... of course, you have to look at the meaning of shaqiyya. The meaning of shaqiyya, of course, has been translated. That's one of the translations of it. Another translation for it can be... It could be also translated into loss. Like, so I don't... because of you, because of me being close to you, I will always be able to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without you guys making fun of me, without you guys bullying me and harassing me. So that means I will abandon you. Thus, I can pray, I could worship Allah, I could do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how I want. So there are two meanings. So that's the first. The second meaning is, you know, okay, it's clear. The first meaning that you stated and translated, yes, sometimes we could be disappointed.
But we're going to have to keep that for after the break.
Exactly.
Let's keep that for after the break. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 48 of chapter 19, chapter Mary, where Abraham's uncle has threatened to kill him and told him to go away because of inviting him to abandon idol worshipping and worship the one God instead. Abraham is saying, fine, if you want me to go, I will leave, but I will continue on my path. I will supplicate to God. But then he says, I hope I will not be disappointed in supplicating my God. So before the break, you said that some people believe that it means that I won't be hurt because of supplicating my God, hurt by you guys. But there's also a second meaning. Please explain the second meaning.
That's what's available in the translation that you stated, that I won't be disappointed. And here Abraham is actually, you know, running after actions that will cause him to be successful of what he prays in or what he prays for. And of course, we can be sometimes, yes, disappointed with what we pray for. And of course, disappointed.
Also, he means that I'm worried that I might pray for something and it won't be accepted. Is that what he means?
That's what the translation, that what I understood from the translation of that verse, actually.
And in the next verse, he says, so when he had left them and what they worship besides Allah, we gave him Isaac and Jacob, and each we made a prophet. Is this Abraham's prize for bravely and with full determination abandoning idol worshipers?
Yes. Now, see, every human being, whether we state and we make memes about it and make fun of it and that we are invokes, like the person likes to, you know, stay by himself and doesn't know how to communicate with society. So we make fun that we're like introverts and we are becoming introverts. We don't like to communicate with human beings and whatnot, but that's not true. That's not the reality of it. When you look at ourselves truly, we cannot live without a partner. We cannot live without family. We cannot live without friends, you know, and that is why loneliness brings in depression, and depression is something bad. Thus, we are people that like to, you know, be in society. Here, Abraham is abandoning his society, abandoning his people. Why? Because he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's preaching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him and replace him with something much better. And how did he replace him with? He is the sheikh or the big or the, you know, the elderly chief. Or the chief of prophets. Not only that, he is the father of prophets, either from the Ishaq side, which is the Isaac side, right, and from the Ismail side as well.
You said that introverts. You meant that introvertism to a level of full isolation from society and other human beings. You meant that is contradictory with the human nature.
Yes.
Not just a level of introvertism.
So yeah, pretty much what I mean, like what I'm trying to say here is that to stay, you know, full isolation from, you know, from society and, you know, and communicating with other human beings. Everyone needs a partner, though.
Everyone needs someone to communicate with someone. And so because Abraham has isolated himself from his community, which are idol worshippers, God has given him his own family, which is his prize. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so God talks about Jacob and Isaac, but not Ishmael, Ismail.
And see here, there's something important. True, that Ismail is the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And of course, in some Shia creed and some Shia belief, that even his fathers, you know, had some kind of, you know, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the end of the day, all the children of Ishaq or Isaac were actually prophets. So that could be the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating only Ishaq in this verse.
Okay, thank you very much for that response, Brother Habib. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back after the break for the rest of the discussion.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're talking about verse 49 of chapter 19, chapter Mary. So we're talking about Ismail and Isaac, and you wanted to add something.
Yeah, like how we stated before the break, that the reason that the Quran only specifically states Ishaq here is because after Abraham, the prophecy went on from Jacob, then it went on from Isaac, and then to Jacob, and then it moved on from Yusuf, and then from the grandson of Yaqub, and it kept on going on, right? And that was the prophecy that was well known to Bani Israel at the time, right? And of course, like I was stated, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, the best of prophets, is a son and a descending of Nabiullah Ismail.
He's a descendant of Prophet Ismail.
Yeah, Ismail. So that might be the reason why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only looking at one side of it. Then, of course, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُم مِّن رَحْمَتِنَا. We have that verse that comes after it. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُم مِّن رَحْمَتِنَا. And it could mean that he also put the imamah. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَصْحَاقْ وَيَعْقُوبْنَا فِلَةٌ كُنَّا جَعَنَا الصَّالَحِينَ وَجَعَنَاهُمْ أَمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. That could mean also that the imamah also continued. And how did it continue from Ismail? So it could be like stating the description of Ismail from with this part of the verse. And even though they know that's kind of far away from, you know, the interpretation.
And it continues at the second part of the verse. It's translated with me, and we gave them out of our mercy and conferred on them a worthy and lofty repute.
See here, with the verse states, وَجَعَنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقًا عَلِيَّ. Meaning of lisan is that remembrance. See, when you get abandoned, what happens to you?
You get forgotten.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Nabiullah Ibrahim was abandoned because of his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abandoned the people because of his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rewarded him. He is now well known and respected with all monotheists. in Judaism, in Christianity, and in Islam, all of them respect Abraham. And they believe that he has the tree of monotheism comes from him, and the rest of the prophets are branches of him.
How come the prophets before him, they were all monotheists? How come Abraham gets to become the chief? Because Abraham was the son of previous prophets as well.
Yeah, I know. That's something special with Abraham.
That gives him a special position.
That gives him a special position.
So just to put it in one sentence, Abraham sacrificed everything, and God made up for him. And that's a message for us, that if we sacrifice for God subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can expect him to make up for us one way or another.
Yeah, even if it's not this world, and the other world.
Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. We have to sign off now. But if you missed the program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search iRibi English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of studying Quran, and a lot of Quran studying. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن هذا القرآن